What have you done in excess in one day?
In excess.
In excess. And this comes 12353 after darts legend Andy Foreman, and he was known as the Viking. He's passed away, right? He died from organ failure at the age of 59, but he used to drink up to, one time he drank 77 beers in a day. And that's a hell of a lot, mate.
77.
Oh. So 25 bottles of lager in a day. Now, his...
I can sometimes drop three making the salad.
Yeah, yeah, I know. You know? But then would you...
When
would
you're thirsty.
Yeah, but would you carry on?
77.
77.
Hang on, that's just... You can't do that.
His wife, he was celebrating. And he was a big lad.
Celebrating?
He was a big lad. Andy was a big lad. He was a really big lad. But he suffered from health problems throughout his life.
No.
He once weighed 31 stone while drinking 25 bottles of lager a day. He was known for his heavy drinking habits, and once he drank 62 bottles of pills after celebrating he and his wife Jenny's first wedding anniversary in 2001. But 77 beers in a day, that is a lot.
Jeez.
But would love to know, what have you waffed down? What have you done in excess in one day? What about you, Robert?
I've done back-to-back Netflix series.
See? What have you done?
Which is, you know, that was, I felt like that was too much.
Yeah.
Like it was excessive.
Yeah.
You know, I felt slovenly and...
Dirty.
Shouldn't have been there.
Yeah.
I have spent 24 hours in an airport trying to get somewhere.
See?
That was horrible.
What happened there?
I had a mate with me who smoked and we couldn't get out of the airport. It was an international thing. We're in South America. And he found a closet in the men's toilet. He just kept going to the closet to smoke. And I couldn't believe he was pulling it off. Anyway,
yeah, yeah, we don't do that. But 12353 in a day, what have you done? We've got Troy from Gosford. G'day, Troy. Is he?
Troy.
Yeah, morning, boys. Happy holidays.
Oh, it was one day. It was one day.
Hey, you sound vibrant, guys. You should have another day off soon.
Yeah, okay, I'll put that in the diary. Thanks, Troy.
What did you do in a day, mate?
Well, back in Penrith in Sydney about 20 years ago by now,
yeah,
they had all-you-could-eat ribs.
Oh, no.
And there was a rib war competition that it was on a Wednesday night. And basically, I didn't eat breakfast, I didn't eat lunch, and I went and had ribs. And I thought, wow, I'm going to get my money's worth.
Yeah.
27 plates I ate of ribs, and the 28th plate, the chef thought, right, I've got this guy. He brings out one the side of a cow, literally, the whole plate, the biggest ribs I've ever seen, and that was it. I was gone.
But you know what? I've got to say, ribs, there's not a lot of meat on a rib. There's not.
I've been to ribs and rumps, and it takes it out of you. It does.
Oh, it does, especially when they put chips and, you know, corn and all that sort of stuff on the plate.
Come on, Troy. You've got to
eat all that or you don't get the next one.
You're not doing the sides.
Yeah, you got to do both or you don't get the next plate. That's the deal. They basically bring out one plate and you pay a set fee, and when you finish that plate, 90%, they bring out the next plate.
27 plates of ribs.
I've seen you, Troy. You're not exactly a bus.
That's it. You know, and I didn't eat ribs for 3 years afterwards. I was so over ribs.